Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Lamed, mitzvah 430. This is one of those mitzvahs that we could spend many, many hours on. We'll try to squeeze what we can into about 20 minutes or so, and that is the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon, the mitzvah of benching. This is the third mitzvah that we have. As we mentioned, we started Parshas Ekev. Ekev has eight mitzvahs. This is the third of eight mitzvahs in Parshas Ekev. The first two had to do with Avodah Zarah, and today's mitzvah is benching, something that is one of the more common mitzvahs. The Torah tells us in the beginning of Parshas Ekev, describing Eretz Yisrael, V'shamartes mitzvahs Hashem Elokecha l'aleches b'drocha v'liroso. You shall guard all the mitzvahs to follow God's ways. Why? Ki Hashem Elokecha, what's the destiny of the Jewish people? Ki Hashem Elokecha meviyacha l'eretz tova. Hashem will bring you to the good land. Eretz nachle mayim, the land of rivers, ayanos, usahomos, yotzim ba'bekel v'har, rivers that go through valleys and mountains. Eretz chita usa'ora v'gefen otein rimon. Eretz eishemen udvash, the shivat haminim, the seven species that Eretz Yisrael is blessed with. Eretz, the Torah continues, Eretz asher lo b'miskenus tocha b'lechem lo sechzer kol ba, a land that's not missing anything. Eretz asher avaneh barzel, it has stones that are good for building. Umei harareh tachsov nechoshes v'yachalta v'savata uveirachta. As Hashem Elokecha al ha'aretz atov asher nesan lach. There is the mitzvah of benching, there's a clear link. We can't miss it between the mitzvah of Berachas Hamazon and the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael and the godless of Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Gemara says that one of the elements that one has to mention in benching on a Doraisa level is Eretz Yisrael. Bris Milah, Eretz Yisrael, Torah, Malchus, Beis David. The Gemara says in the seventh Berak of Brachas, Eretz Yisrael is right here. It's clear in the Psukim that there is a connection. There's even a fascinating suggestion made by the Eretz Chemda, that the Eretz Chemda says that in the sugi that we just touched on a couple of weeks ago, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam's famous omission. The Rambam does not mention the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in his minyan mitzvahs. It's not one of the 613. We're never going to spend a shiur on it. We've discussed it here and there relating to other mitzvahs, but the chinuch follows the Rambam. There's no mitzvah, so why not? There are many different suggestions, but one, Rav Asher Yisraeli, suggests in his Sefer Eretz Chemda that it's included in another mitzvah. Many say that it's included in another mitzvah. So which one? So we talked about this by Hachrim Tachrimim. That was the Avnei Nezer suggested it's included in the mitzvah of wiping out the seven nations. Says the Eretz Chemda, no, it's included in the mitzvah of benching. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no delecha, Eretz Chemda. What? Thank you very much, but we don't want to live there. Obviously, if you have to thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael, the assumption, the given of that is that this is the chosen land, that all Jews should be there. You don't thank somebody for something, they don't take it. So that's just as an aside, but it's clear in the Psukim that there's a chalta v'savata v'irachta is connected to Eretz Yisrael. So we have the mitzvah of benching. Just a one-liner, Rav Shlomo Zalman once said that it is harder to bench with kavana than to say Shmona Esrei with kavana, even though Shmona Esrei is much longer. But still, Shmona Esrei, we're in shul, we're the minyan, everybody else, there are less distractions. Benching, there's a lot of other things going on. We were thinking about getting up and doing the next thing. It's very hard to bench with kavana. Rav Schwab also once said, when he was talking about Erev Pesach, Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, and all the suggestions about what to do with Shalosh Shudas on Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, so many poskim say, don't worry, split the meal in the morning. Eat a meal very early, everybody davens very early, and you have to finish Shalosh Shudas by 9:30 in the morning. So split your meal. You have some meal, you bench, you go take a walk, you come back, you have the rest of the meal, you bench again, you have Shalosh Shudas, you have to wash and bench again. Rav Schwab said, that sounds great, but I can't do it. Why? What's so hard about it? Just take a walk in the middle. Or Schwab says, I can't bench twice in such a short proximity of time. So we would say, what do you mean you can't bench twice? Just say the words. We can all bench twice. No, Rav Schwab knew what benching was. And therefore he said, I can't do it. I can't bench twice in such proximity of each other. So that's why Rav Schwab, Rav Shlomo Zalman, right? They knew. They knew what benching was about. They knew this mitzvah. So we could try to get as much as we can from the mitzvah. Tough lamed. Okay, so the mitzvah says the Sefer HaChinuch, this is one of those monumental Sefer HaChinuchs, where he tells his son, I'm going to go beyond my normal writing, and I'm going to give you a lengthy discussion about what I think about this idea. And again, when we don't finish, please, one has to see the Sefer HaChinuch in order to be a good Jew. L'varech es Hashem Yisbarach achar sheyochal adam yispa. What is the mitzvah daraisa? To give a bracha to Hashem after he eats and satiates. Melechem, from bread. O mishivas aminim, or from the seven minim. He's going to get to it later, but I'll mention it now. There is a machlokas rishonim. Bread for sure, but what about the other shivas aminim? What about al ha'etz v'al pri ha'etz? On a fig or on a date. Is that daraisa? Right, it sounds that way from the psukim. But is that daraisa, or is it just bread, just grain? So that is a machlokas. Big nafkamina. We know, savik daraisa l'chumra. If I don't remember if I benched or not, I have to bench again. If I don't remember if I said a bracha before I ate, I don't have to say another bracha because savik drabana l'kula. But if I don't remember if I bench, I have to bench again. And I even say the bracha of yechasreinu, the post can point out, even though that's a drabana, but that's already part of the mitzvah of benching, once it was instituted. But what about alamichya? What happens if I don't remember if I said alamichya? That's a discussion in the Rishonim. Whether nafkamina, daraisa derabanan. See, that's what he's alluding to here. Hanis karim bakasuv kshuzan mehen. Ones that you get satiated from. Velechem stam nikra pasa asui michita v'seora. Bread usually means made out of wheat or barley. And ubechlal, included in those are the other three grains. Spelt, oats, and rye. Ubechlal hachita kusemes. Ubechlal haseora shibola shuel v'shifon. Good, so those five grains based on the, and those are the five grains that could create chametz, and those are the five grains that are chayav and challah. Those one has to bench for. V'yachalta v'sada v'rachta. V'zos ha'sviya ein lo shir shava b'chal adam. There is no shir that is equal to all people. The shir of satiation, right? One person could be satiated with three pieces of cake. Another person can be satiated with 12 pieces of cake, right? So, when do you have a chiyav of benching daraisa? It depends on yourself. Every person is different. Depends on satiation. Avakal adam yodea sviaso. Everyone knows their own. V'yadanu shir svias hatzadik shehu ba'ochlo l'sova nafsho. You eat until you're full. Ertzel omar kadei mechiaso levad. Right, tzadikim don't eat till they're totally stuffed. You can be satiated, and what we call full is probably beyond the what Chazal call satiated. Right, when we call, oh, I can't eat, that's an achila gasa level. Right, svia means I've eaten enough. Doesn't mean that you're totally stuffed and you can't eat anymore. Satiated means I'm good. I'm not hungry anymore. I can still eat more, but that's already satiated. We shouldn't think that the chiyuv d'oraisa benching is only when I can't eat another morsel of bread. Any morsel of anything. Sviya means I've eaten a nice amount and now I'm ready. I'm not hungry anymore, so to speak. That's the chiyuv, and it depends on different people. What's my raya from Shas? That the chiyuv d'oraisa is only after satiation. After all, even the chinuch would agree, and even the chazal agree, that a maisa achila is a kezias. So even just eating a kezias is maisa achila. All of a sudden, by benching, you would think, after you do a maisa achila, you have to bench. The answer is no. The chiyuv d'oraisa is not a maisa achila. It's only when one's satiated. So you know that from the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf, where the Gemara says that the Malachim, the angels, were bothered by this. The angels say to Hashem, it's not fair. You show favoritism to the Jews. So how is that fair? You're supposed to be a just God. So Hashem responds to them, but they show favoritism to me. They only have to bench when they're satiated. And they bench even on a kezias or a kibetza. So I have to show favoritism to them too. So you see beferish from there, that the chi of d'oraisa is only when one is satiated. But as we know, on a d'rabanan level, we bench even after eating only a kezais. Good. Mishar shi ha-mitzvah. So the chinuch here waxes poetically in terms of the sharish of the mitzvah. And what he discusses at first is, what does it mean, bracha? What does a bracha mean? Why is he doing this here? Because this is the only bracha d'oraisa that the Sefer HaChinuch quotes. Right, he mentions at the end, hopefully we'll get there, that there is one other that the Ramban quotes, that the Ramban doesn't quote. So the Chinuch says, I'm not quoting it, and that's Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah, the Ramban has as a separate mitzvah asei d'oraisa, in the mitzvahs that he says the Ramban forgot, the mitzvah tesvav, shenitz tavinu lahodos lishmo yisparach, b'chaleishin ikra b'torah, ala tova agdola sha'asalanu b'sitot harasor aleinu. We're so ecstatic that Hashem gave us the Torah, v'hodi enu hamasim haritzuyim lefanav, and through the Torah He let us know what He wants. Shebahem ninachel chaye olam haba. Beautiful Ramban. That's the Ramban. Berachah separate from Talmud Torah. Saying Berachah Torah every morning is a mitzvah asei daraisa according to the Ramban. So the Chevra Chinuch does not count that. He mentions it here, but he says, you know, that the Rambam didn't count it, so I can't count it. So the only place in all of the 613 that I can talk about what a bracha is this one. Because this is the only bracha. All other brachas are derabanan. So what does it mean, bracha? What does it mean when we say, Baruch Atah Hashem? Blessed are you, Hashem. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, you might think that we're like giving something. We're giving something to Hashem. We're being mevarechim. He is lacking in something, and we are filling that lack with being mevarech. Says the Chinuch Chas V'Shalom. That's not what it means. We have to realize we say a bracha more than 100 times a day. What does the word mean? So he says in the third line, Eina mashma'us lefia domeh. We are not adding anything to Hashem who does not There's nothing lacking in Hashem. Ki hu ha'adon al hakol. He is the master of all. V'chol ha'brachos hu mechadish osanu mamsiyon me'ayin. He is the one that is the source of all. And therefore, we have to figure out, what does it mean when we say, Baruch atah Hashem? So, says the Sefer HaChinuch in the next paragraph. Yadua hadavar umufursab. It is known. Ki Hashem barachu poal kalanimsa. Ubara ha'adam bishlito ala aretz. Hashem created man and made him the chosen being, and he has authority on all other beings on earth. This is his shlemus, and Hashem is, as we say in benching, hu heitiv, hu meitiv, hu yetiv lanu. He is the source of all good. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, that is what bracha means. Baruch atah Hashem means you are the source of all bracha. Not we are being mevarech you at all. Really, Hashem is the active party in that phrase. Hashem, you are the Baruch. You are the Baruch. What does that mean? Just like we say Hashem is the Rachum. Hashem is the Chanun. Hashem is the ultimate in compassion. Hashem is the ultimate in kindness. Hashem is the... What does that mean, Hashem is compassion? In giving, showing compassion to others. That's what it means. He's a Rachum. He is a Chanun. He is a Baruch. He is the ultimate in giving baruch to others. Because all bracha that we have in life, anything we have in life, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means. That's the kavanah we have to have. Whenever we say, Baruch Ad Hashem Chonein Adas, Hashem, you are the source of giving us all chachma. You are the source. Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, you are the source of all bracha who gives us tzivuyim. So turning over the page, einenu rak hazkara la'orer nafsheinu b'divrei finu. So a bracha is really to awaken the feelings in us. Ki hu hamivorach u'mivorach yichlo kol atovos. He is the blessed. What does it mean blessed? It means just like rachum chan and erech apayim, just like all the other midos. Baruch is a midah of Hashem, and through this recognition, u'mitocha hisorus hatova zeh b'nafsheinu. And through this awakening in our soul, through this recognition, then we will be zoche, we will be affected, and we'll be zoche to all the brachas that Hashem is going to give us. That is what the Sefer HaChinuch says. In the footnotes, he points out that the other Rishonim have a different idea of what the word bracha is. Bracha is from the word brecha. Bracha is from the word like a pool, a brecha. Baruch means to spread out. Baruch atah Hashem, it's a similar idea, but just the shorish is from the word brecha. Hashem is the source for all brachos spreading out. So if you look on the first wide line, sheyehei baruch to'ar, it is an adjective. Klomar hoda'a elav ki hu kolel kol habrachos. Okay, and just like we say other midos, we say this midah also. And then he says, interestingly, that's what it means when we say yisbarach. When we say in Kaddish, yisbarach means, what is yisbarach? He should be blessed. We're giving him something. Yisbarach. He should be blessed. No, we're davening with that word of Yisbarach. The Chinuch says beautifully, we're davening that everybody in the world should recognize that he is the source of all Baruch. That he is the Baruch. That's what it means, Yisbarach in this parallel. Yisbarach, Yishtamach, Yisbar. All of those are the reflexive. We're saying, we're davening that everybody in the world should have the recognition that we have. So that is what Baruch means. And of course, the Sefer HaChinuch says, this is the one mitzvah d'oraisa that we have. He then goes and mentions, obviously there are other types of brachos. He doesn't quote it by name, but the Rambam says this. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, discusses the other three types of brachos that we have in Halacha. Birchas Hamazon is one category of bracha. Right? That's the third category that the Rambam talks about. The Rambam talks about, first of all, first he talks about benching, but then he'll get back to that. Mitzvah, the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, the first line has to be about benching, because that's the source of all bracha. Mitzvahs aseh min haTorah levarech achar achilas mazon. Shenemar v'yachalta v'savato v'erachta, Hashem alokecha. V'yeinu chayim min haTorah elim saveya. Shenemar v'savato v'erachta. U'midivrei sofrim afilu achal kezayis mevarech acharav. Good. And then the Rambam says, u'midivrei sofrim levarech al kol ma'achal tchila, v'yachar kach yehene mimenu. Midrabanan, to make a bracha on every food. Before we eat it. Or before every smell, before we smell. Even if our kavana is just to taste, even if we don't, if a tiny, it doesn't matter. There's no shear for bracha rishona. You make a bracha, and then we eat. Why is that? So this is a big sugya, but we assume that a birchas hananin is what we call a matir. It is what allows us, the Gemara says in brachas, before we eat. Before we make a bracha, the food is Hashem. Everything in the world belongs to Hashem. We make a bracha, that's basically asking reshus. It's a matir, and now we are allowed to enjoy it. That's why it has to be beforehand. If I already ate, there's no point. That's birchas ha-nehenin. Then the Rambam says, u kishem. Shemevarchin al ha-hanoya, kach mevarchin al kol mitzvah u-mitzvah. Just like there's a birchas hanenin concept, we have to make a bracha before we do a mitzvah. Interesting, kashem, not for now, Rav Soloveitchik picked up on that and had a beautiful thought. What's the connection between birchas ha-mitzvah and birchas hanenin? The Rambam writes, just like we make a bracha on food, so too on mitzvahs. Just say you make a bracha on a mitzvah. What's the kishen? Okay, but birchas ha-mitzvah, that's the second type. And then the Rambam has, beautiful line, ubrachos rabos, tiknu chachamim, derach shevach v'hodaya, v'derach bakasha. And there's a lot of other brachas that the chachamim instituted. What's the point of them? These are shevach v'hodah, brachos. Meaning, lightning and thunder and bathroom and all brachas throughout the day that we're saying. Chazal instituted these. Why? Kidei lizkar es habore tamid. Afapi shalonene v'lo asa mitzvah. Just to have Hashem on my mind all day. To have Hashem on my mind, that's why we have all these different types of brachas. Even though I didn't get anah or did a mitzvah. Nimsu, the Rambam says, all these brachas are three types. Birchas anah, birchas ha-mitzvahs, and birchas shevach v'hoda'ah. Okay, one other ha'ara to mention, and that related to birchas ha-mitzvahs, we mentioned birchas ha-nehenin is d'rabbanan, according to most. There is a Pnei Yeshua that does not like this. The Pnei Yeshua, there in the beginning of the sixth parak in Maseches Brachas, says, I think birchas ha-nehenin should be d'araisa. After all, the Gemara sometimes says, lamali kra, svarahu. What do you need? A pasuk for this? It's a svara. The Gemara says in Hamotzei Mechaver Olav Araya. So what the Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk to teach me on Moshe Mechaber Olav Araya? It's a svara. The one who is being Moshe has to bring the proof, has to bring the raya. So we need a pasuk for it. So you see, says the Pnei Yeshua, that svara is on a daraisa level. So here, the source for Berchaz Anen in Lamaskana, in Maseches Brachas, is a svara. You can't get hana because you're stealing from Hashem. So according to that, it should be a daraisa. Birchas Hananin, making a bracha before you eat food. See, Liza Besarachi, and he says, even though everybody says otherwise, I'm standing in my shita, I think it should be d'oraisa. The Rav Asher Weiss, in his Sefer on Dvarim, he says, great Pnei Yoshua, but there is a difference between the other type of svaras and this svara. If you go over to a non-Jew on the street and explain a Motzei Mechaver Olav Araya, what he say is logical? 100%. Yeah, give me my shirt. You have to prove. If you want to be Motzei Zayin, you have to prove it. But if you go over and say, do you think you should be allowed to eat without blessing God? He would say, nice idea. I don't know if it's so perfectly logical. Maybe if it's logic of the heart, but it's not logic of the mind. And therefore, says the Minchas Asher, when the Gemara says, Lama Likra Svaru, who is only based on intellectual svaras, have the status of a daraisa, but ethical svaras, logic of the heart, one might not say that. Therefore, that's how you could argue on the Pnei Yoshua. Good. Let's continue for a little bit. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, towards the bottom of the next page. As we said, one which is Daraisa. Again, we're not going to get into all the halachas of Berchas Hamazon, which are very important, but this is the little bit of each mitzvah. Feel free to go through it. V'Berchas HaTorah Lefaneha. Gam Ramban. That's where he quotes the Ramban. That says that Birchas HaTorah is a mitzvah d'oraisa every day. And he loves the Shita, he's just not going to count it separately because he follows the Rambam. And he explains, but he explains one ha'ara, and that is why Birchas HaMazon, why on a d'oraisa level we have to make a bracha after we eat, but before we learn. Why not before and after the other ways? And he says, Lafishu Barachu, Hashem knows that regarding physicality, regarding Gashmias, the real hana'ah you feel after you eat. Ah, that was great, right? That's beforehand. But in Ruchnius, one can have the value system and realize the godless of something even before delving into it. I can realize the godless of the Torah even before I learn something. The hamburger, after I eat the hamburger, that's when I really know. But Torah is even beforehand. That's why the brachas reflect that. Lefishu baruchu lo yishal manachomer la'avdo ulahodos betuvo rach achar shigal pras bimenu. Hashem's not going to ask for physical thanks for physical enjoyments until after. Ki achilu kapehemi lo taker betova rach achar hahergish. Because the animalistic side will only be makar tov after. Aval kriyas ha-Torah shuchelak ha-seichel betorah ha-seichel yodei umakir v'kodem kabbalas ato elas yavinoso. They can even understand that even before Alkeni Chayvenu Akela Hodos Lefanav Kodem Kriyas HaTorah. So then even before beforehand, I can make that bracha, and that's why there's a difference between the two. Who made the Nuschei Habrachos? So yes, the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu made the first bracha of benching, when the mun fell, Hazanas Ha'olam, Yeshua ben Nun made the second one, right, he thanked on Eretz Yisrael, Dovin and Shlomo made the third one, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and the fourth one was made in Beitar, after the Harugei Beitar, when Nitnu L'Kfura. So that's Durabana, first we had Daraisa. But the Gemara points out, the Chinuch says it, that even though that's true, Moshe and Yeshua, Dovin and Shlomo did not make the words of benching that we have. All the words came from Ezra Ubeit Dino, the Anshei Knesset HaGadola, the Nusach HaBracha, right? So that we have to realize that comes from Ezra. What if we say whatever we want in benching? Hashem, the food was amazing. So if we don't mention the four things we said before, you're not Yotze. Eretz Yisrael, Malchus Beis David, Bris Mila, and Torah. But if you mention those four in your own words, are you Yotze? So this is the Minchas Chinuch Safek back in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, way back. When he said, well, that's a general question. What about Kiddush? What about Berachas HaMazon? What about all the mitzvahs that have to do with a Dibur? Once Chazal say that you have to do the mitzvah of Dibur in a certain way, and you do it in a different way, so does that affect the mitzvahs? That is a major discussion. Good, one or two other ha'aris that we have time for. It says the Sefer HaChinuch in the next page, V'noheges mitzvah zumen ha'Torah b'chol makom v'chol zman b'zacharim. The mitzvahs for sure by males. What about women? The Gemara is a suffix, whether women are chayavos in benching. Why wouldn't they be chayavos in benching? It's not a zman grama. It's an ochel goreim. It's machlokas, Rashi Tosfos. They are in brachas daf chaf. Why they might not be chayavos. Rashi says, and the Minchas Chinuch quotes this machlokas here in Oz Dalad, Rashi says, because they didn't get a portion of Eretz Yisrael. And we say, al Eretz Chenda tova rechava. Right? That's on the one hand. Tosfos says that can't be, because what, the Kohen and Levium don't have to bench? So the answer could that be is that they at least got Ari Levium. Women didn't get anything. But at least Tosfos says, a different answer, he says, no, maybe because they're not included in Bris Mila. So that's another. Either way, the Gemara ends up as a suffix. So women are suffix chayiv daraisa, suffix chayiv derabanan. Either way, lamaisa they are chayavos, and afkamina could be that a woman cannot be motzi a man. If they're only chayiv daraisa, derabanan, and women are chayiv daraisa. One has to be very careful, he says, v'tzorach adam lizar ma'od. Once we're talking about brachos, he says, make sure you're careful about brachos levatala. Make sure, because that could be, as a machlokas, whether that's a daraisa or a darabanan, because the words themselves are beautiful. But what if I say in the out of the blue, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, borei minei mezonos. Beautiful statement, but it's not needed right now. So is that an issur daraisa? The Rambam says yes, that's an issur daraisa. Baalei Tosfos say no. Either way, the Sefer HaChinuch sounds like he holds like Tosfos, that's Durabanan. But either way, one has to be careful about making brachas levatala. Again, he mentions that here, because this is the mitzvah of benching. Either way, there's a lot here. Feel free. We should be mechazik ourselves in our benching. So like Rav Shlomo Zalman, like Rav Schwab, who appreciated this bracha, let us try to be mechazik ourselves in this bracha as well. Okay, we'll stop here.